on. 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the 1, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
So this is my 9/11 story. It's September 10th, 2001, and yours truly is in Denver. Covering the Monday night game between the Broncos and the Giants for NFL.com. Early the next morning, I boarded a flight at Denver's airport. I did not, for whatever it was early, I guess I didn't see a television or turn on a radio, just dumped the rent-a-car off and got to the airport and picked up on nothing and got on the plane along with everybody else. We were pretty well boarded. And then I'm sitting on the plane and noticing the only odd thing, the pilot is facing the passengers. He's standing at the door of the cockpit facing all of us. Thought that was a little strange, but just kind of took that in and just went about, you know, sipping on coffee or something. Cell phone rings and it's my wife. And now I get the rest of the story of what's going on. So then the announcement comes that we should we not only get off the plane, but clear the airport. And that goes forward. Flash to going back to the hotel. I was able to get back to this little hotel that I'm staying at by the airport. John Clayton is there from ESPN, among the others who were covering that game. We're sitting in front of a television, next vivid scene, with a crew from United Airlines. Happens to be a crew. United's a big, you know, Denver's a big hub for them, of course. At the time, and we're watching everything and horrified, the whole works. But you could, what was really striking is seeing, and it was two or three of the flight attendants, females, who were just in tears and just sobbing uncontrollably because they knew, more than I'm sure one of the flight attendants who were aboard the planes that had been crashed into the towers. And at the Pentagon, and at the Pentagon, so that's that stays with you. And then as days play out in Denver, figuring out when we're going to fly back, that's not going to happen in any short order. But you're just trying to process this. And Clayton and I are talking over our strategy. He's going to be driving back to Seattle. I'm going to be driving back east once we get to the realization there are no flights to that are going to take us anywhere out of Denver. So it's a drive from Denver back. At the time, my home's outside of Buffalo, New York, and that drive, you know, there's a couple of things going. It took about a solid 2 days, but in the course of that, and I was stopping it really for nothing, and I was not packed for a week, by the way. I just packed to cover a Monday night game, get home the next day. So yeah, there's shopping, there's all this other stuff that you're doing and trying to go through and seeing faces and then driving back and rest stops, getting gas. No one had to speak. You just sort of looked at each other and you knew what was going on. And then there was that awful feeling of being thousands of miles nearly a couple thousand miles away from your family and just trying to get back to them as quickly as possible with that terrifying notion that you got to get there because who the hell Helton knows what's coming next. Flags are draped now from, as you see them, over overpasses. And you're driving, you know, sort of under those and you're seeing, and then truckers, you know, and such just along the way on this long flat drive across the country was an incredibly moving experience. And then listening to everything that's happening on the radio and music, appropriate music to what's going on with also all the patriotic, which, by the way, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, is going to incorporate into this show. Did make it back, as I say, in a couple of days and was never so happy to get home from a road trip. So that's my 9/11 story. for what it's worth. This show, which is, I think, going to be worth a lot. We're going to cover a lot of what is still the aftermath of Sunday's loss to the Eagles. The linebacking core had a special game. We know that for the Browns. Bill Davis, the linebacker's coach, is going to join us to break that down. Some young people contributing in a big way, and then a veteran by the name of DeQuell Jackson making the play of the game for the Browns. So he'll be here to talk about that. We're going to go inside the numbers. We bring back that feature from last season. Each Tuesday, we go inside the numbers with Matt Florjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com, our staff writer. So we'll have some interesting stats for you on that one. Your questions, your comments, always an important part of this show, always a big component. And you can and you send those to us, and can send those to us via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, via email, daily at ClevelandBrowns.com, voicemail line 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Edward from Facebook, he says, Vic, after Sunday's dismal game, it's time to go back to the drawing board. But the question is, what do you do to get better? Well, it's simple and complicated, I think, at the same time. It's simple to say you throw the ball better, catch the ball better, run the ball better. Okay, I know that sounds simple and sounds obvious. I think the encouraging part of that is that the Browns are capable, with most of the players they have offensively, of doing those things. I think they're especially capable of throwing it better. I don't think Brandon Whedon is as bad as he showed in that game, and I'm expecting a much better performance from him this Sunday, because I think he's capable of doing it, and the investment of time and effort will be there to do it, and he's got to show it. Saying he's going to do it, I mean, me or anyone, and I don't, you know, he'll say the right things, but I think it's going to be, you know, show us. Trent Richardson is going to run better. I don't know that he's going to run better Sunday, but he's getting his legs, his under him, his conditioning. All of that has to improve. You don't miss as much time as he missed and be ready to play at full bore, which, again, encouraging, because that is going to come with better conditioning. The receivers that I'm stunned that the two young additions to this group didn't show what I've seen them show, you know, what I had seen them show through the offseason, preseason, particularly Travis Benjamin, you know, getting separation, the rare speed that I know he has that I think he can still show, but need better. But as a group, this group has to be more of what I thought they were determined to be, and more of what I thought this the coaching staff and the players worked at making them to, you know, be or become, what we didn't see last year. And what we saw last year was inconsistency. We know what we saw, and we saw that again on Sunday, and that's discouraging. But especially those two young guys, they need to grow up fast as players, and that's the expectation, nothing less really, at that receiver group. All right, we're going to hit more of your questions a little bit later in the show and your comments on this September 11 edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. A couple of minutes of conversation with the linebackers coach for the Browns, Bill Davis. You're going to want to hear that and much more right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the...
...13 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
can't take it anymore? You want to charge the field for your moment of glory, but the windburn on your face is unbearable? You can't feel your backside anymore from the cold? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Udder Ointment for diabetic skin. Rehydrates, softens, and soothes severely dry and damaged skin. Just the thing to smooth over those rough spots. Now available at all discount drug marts, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
We all know how important it is to back up our computer files, but actually doing it, that's a hassle. So get Carbonite Online Backup. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically and continually. With Carbonite, you'll never have to remember to back up again, ever. Unlimited backup space for your PC or Mac is just $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com with no credit card required. Type in the offer code BACKUP for 2 free bonus months with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code BACKUP.
IBM System X x86 servers and the midsize company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common. IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very happy to have with us right now the linebackers coach for the Browns, Bill Davis. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, Bill, let's start. This group of linebackers that you coach really were the catalyst, I think, in an outstanding defensive performance. I know it's a group effort, but they certainly stood out and were part of some turnovers and really for you, I guess, to see how well they could play out of the gate had to be a pretty good feeling.
I was excited about their play. You know, all along we spend so much time around each other and being in the business for a long time, you knew that their chances of success were high because of how hard they worked at it. They put in so much extra meeting time. They're out there after practice is over and really self-driven. These guys would meet the young guys I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The old guys do it anyway, but the younger guys, I would come off the practice field, and before I got to meet with them, the young group had already watched the practice films as a group together, trying to correct themselves, and then I would come in and Chuck and I would come in and we'd watch the tape for the second time, which is really not very common for young guys
right. To
have that kind of commitment. So we knew when we threw them in there, they would have their young rookie mistakes, but we also knew that they were pretty prepared. It wasn't too big for them. You can tell in the preseason by the look in players' eyes if they're overwhelmed or not, and none of these guys even blinked. They know they're good. They know they're talented.
Sure.
They know they're prepared. They played with confidence, and they made a lot of plays, and if we made one more play, we'd have had to win.
Now, if we look at this, you do have very young people in this group. You're starting a rookie in L.J. Fort. You've got Craig Robertson, who's another young guy, really didn't play last year, and he's into the fold now as part of the rotation. James Michael Johnson is a rookie that was drafted and expected to play, but he's dealing with a little bit of a rib issue now. So if we had to first of all, approach it from the standpoint of preparing young people, especially the two youngest that you have in there, Fort and Robertson, to get ready for a first game. What's the process, and how does it differ from dealing with veterans?
Well, I think veterans can rely on their experiences and the different schemes they've played in, and the game is slower for them. They see things in concepts as opposed to specific assignments. And sometimes when you're just looking at a specific assignment, it makes the bigger picture blurry. When you can grab some concepts, it's easier to see the big picture and see how you fit within that and how you play off your teammates. So that's one of the biggest things when you're training the young guys on exactly how to play their game. And the number one thing we talked about all week for the young guys is do your job. Don't go out there and try to make a big play. In the NFL, the best players do their job on a consistent basis, and the big plays come to them. And that's really what happened in this game the other night. I know Coach Dron did a great job calling the game and putting the guys in position to make those plays. And all they basically did was they did their job for the play, and they were where they were supposed to be, and the ball came to them, and they made their plays or made their tackles. I was very happy with their open field tackles on a very difficult speed, athletic quarterback and tailback.
Sure.
And we had a number of open field opportunities, and we got them down.
Were you honestly just confident it would work out well, and if you had these feelings, I know you got to probably suppress them, but how nervous do you get when you're starting a young guy for his first NFL game, and you know in LJ Fort, an undrafted guy, and you know Craig Robertson's going to get pushed in there at some point, and he too lacking experience. You as a coach, how much do you have to worry in those circumstances?
Well, you can only control so much. You control everything you can until ball's kicked off and the guys cross the big white line and they're on their own. And really, you just become their eyes for them, and you say, this is what's happened to you. But the fear that you have of young guys is, I knew it would go well if they focused on their job and did their job. And I knew from experience it probably wouldn't go well if they were trying to run all over the field and make big plays. And sometimes young guys do that. They think there's an opportunity. I'm going to go run and make a big play. I'm going to come out of my zone, or I'm going to drop my man in coverage. And I'm going to go make this play where this quarterback's looking. And they end up missing a lot of plays and really hurting the team.
Sure.
These guys didn't do that. They came out there. They stuck. They were very disciplined in what they did. And it wasn't long into the game that I knew we'd be okay.
Bill Davis, linebackers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Coach, having a DeQuell Jackson as part of this group, obviously, is the comforting part of it, knowing that he's out there. I would imagine, and before we talk about the big play that he made, I would imagine you lean heavily on that, right, that he's a glue, that he's going to make sure people are in the right place.
Absolutely. DeQuell is an outstanding human and player. We rely on him and his leadership on the field. He pulls the guy together. He's the motivator. He's a guy that gets after them when they're not doing their job. He's all in. He played 94 snaps and didn't miss a beat. He never got – I mean, he winded, yeah, but he never showed being fatigued. Just went out there like a warrior, down in and down out, lined everybody up, made the calls, did some nice job of getting us in and out of some adjustments. Then came up with a big play, you know, when we really needed one in the fourth quarter.
And there you go. You're talking about a guy who played that many snaps – and come the fourth quarter, the time when it can take a real toll, and it was hot that day. It was a sun-drenched stadium. He comes up with the play that he made. Walk us through that, and what was the situation, and how did he do what he did?
Well, he was where he was supposed to be. Again, I got to come back to Coach Dron put us in some great – he called a great game, and the guys were really in positions where they could make those plays, and DeQuell was in the middle of the field zone, and there was no other routes for him, and he found the one that was coming in, and Michael was blocked because the D-line had such interior pressure on him that he really couldn't see clearly. Michael Vick is an outstanding thrower.
Sure.
Through lanes, but we know from watching the film that the more we were in his face, the harder it is for him to see the open lanes, and he threw one right to DeQuell. DeQuell did a great job picking it off. We picked up two great blocks by Kaluka Maeva and Emmanuel Stevens, and he walked in.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He delivers a play like that at the right time, but as you point out, it's because of everything working well in concert. It's because of that pressure, the way the D-line seemed to play that containment, right? It kept Michael Vick kind of right where you wanted him to be, where he busted out a couple of times. But generally speaking, he seemed to be in that middle area and then gets less comfortable because middle pressure is coming.
Yeah, Michael Vick, our defensive line, anytime you have a multiple interception game in the NFL, you start with your defensive line. Mm. One of the reasons the secondary and or linebackers are picking them off is because the quarterback is throwing quicker than he wants to, with hands in his face, with hands in his throwing motion, and those balls come out not where the quarterback wants it to go, or their vision is impeded because the D-line is just raising havoc in front of him and around him.
Sure.
And that's what happened in this game. All these, everybody, you know, the linebackers and the DBs, you get the interception, well, they get all the praise and they get all the cameras and the microphones put in their face after the game. But the D-line did a phenomenal job pressuring Michael Vick. I think we hit him 15 times.
Oh.
So it really started. And you know, Coach Pat said it in the beginning, it's going to start up front. And,
sure.
And O-N-D lines. And the D-line, they stepped up and they put all kind of pressure on Michael. And you know, Michael Vick will make his plays. We went into the game knowing that.
Yeah.
But we were going to harass him and put pressure on him, and he threw us the ball like we wanted him to.
You look at the rest of this core here, with Kaluka Maiava being put in that position where he's got to start because on the weak side because of that injury that came to Chris Gokong in the preseason and so early on that I guess he had more, and I know he had some time last year. The readiness for Kaluk was there for you, right? I mean, you just sort of knew he could step in, or you did that with confidence.
Absolutely. Yeah. We would have played him more in the preseason. You know, we were getting pretty banged up in the preseason,
sure.
As you know, and we had to make a decision. Do we let Kaluk go develop a little bit more? But we knew we had 7 or 8 games last year where he played a good number in. So we felt confident. And Kaluk's a steady player, tough, steady player.
Yeah.
And he played a good game the other night. He really did. He was. They had a couple of tight end throwback screens that he sniffed out, and you didn't even know they were there because Kaluk took care of them.
Sure.
But they could have been potentially huge plays for them. But we knew Kaluk was ready, and that's why we didn't play a whole lot in the preseason.
Now, Scott Fujita, you know, we'll see. He had, of course, had no practice time before the other game, and his status, we'll see how it plays out this week. He could be in the mix, but may or may not play against the Bengals. And the same with James Michael Johnson. We'll see how he's healing up, so don't really know what his status will be against the Bengals either, but in the mix. Leaving you pretty much with, you know, the same core that at least you know that you can go with L.J. Ford, with Craig Robertson, and then and as a coach, you just kind of adjust as you go along, right, as you see how the status of these guys progresses through the week.
Absolutely, absolutely. You look at it's the NFL, week to week, you know, you go into the season thinking I've got these 3 veteran starters and, you know, young group of rookies that can grow behind them. All of a sudden you play the first game and all your rookies are playing and there's no vets to be found
right. Other
than DeQuell. So, you know, you look around and that is the NFL.
Sure.
It's 1 week at a time, compartmentalized with who's available, you know, who's healthy, who's ready to go, and you just make it so they're ready. I mean, that's the hand you're dealt. You play it 1 week at a time at all positions.
Yeah.
And 16 weeks of... I mean, it is a grind. These guys, the hitting and the movement, and it's amazing that they make it 16 games. And linebackers almost always, like running backs, 16 games is very hard to make. So even when you practice and you prepare, the linebackers are prepared in multiple positions. So I can put the next best available linebacker in wherever we need him at the time. And again, we have a good group of guys that study hard, and it means a lot to them. And you can't do it with guys that don't put in extra time. But all our guys do, and that's why they were successful.
This is a big study day for you and the rest of this coaching staff preparing a game plan for the Bengals. As you look at them, as you look at Andy Dalton, I mean, a far different challenge than you had with Michael Vick, but a challenge nonetheless. And guys like Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis at running back, another, you know, a solid guy for sure. So you go from LeSean McCoy to that guy. Give me a sense of what the challenge is for the linebackers.
Well, every week, again, you look at your opponent, you put all your effort into the opponent of the week. And each week, you know this, there's going to be a great running back you face. There's probably going to be a great receiver, and a quarterback is going to be solid. So Cincinnati has all those things. They've got an outstanding quarterback. You can see the growth that he's had. Although they didn't have a lot of success last night through the preseason, and you can see Andy Dalton is really progressing. He had a great rookie year, and he's building on that. He really is. They've got an outstanding tight end as a weapon and a run and pass. They've got an outstanding receiver. who can get deep on you. He's a tall kid. You know, he's a main target of theirs.
Right.
And then, you know, the running back is a solid running back that I think he's had 500 carries and never fumbled in the
right.
NFL. So he's a very consistent, steady, and their O-line is probably, I think, the biggest O-line in the NFL right now.
Say,
they
yeah,
are big and strong. So we have one heck of a challenge ahead of us, and they're mad as heck coming off the loss, and so are we, and it's going to be a great game. And, you know, we're just going to step up and throw them everything we have and play as physical as we can play and see how it ends up.
Deal with the challenge. Great stuff, Coach. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
He is Bill Davis, the linebackers coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up, I'll start answering your questions and commenting on your comments in the Ask Vic segment as we move on with much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm getting a new truck today.
Yours is fine. Why would you put yourself through that?
I do it every 3 years, lady.
No.
Yeah. I lease from Liberty Ford every time. And right now, I can get a new F-150 Super Cab 4x4 for just $199 a month.
Well, that just sounds way too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube has now opened their newest location in Lakewood. Enjoy famous wings, great food, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great times, great food, and too quick to Steak and Lube.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Isn't it time we all felt better? It's time to find a bandage for what ails you, even if that bandage is more of a metaphor. It's time to get better, to get off the couch and get back to work, or just back outside to play. Welcome to a new kind of pharmacy, where you can actually read the prescription bottles, where meds like $4 generics are priced right and easy to swallow. And here's to having a pharmacy with a target attached. Booyah! Target Pharmacy is here to give you a daily dose of whatever you need to feel better.
Hey, Cleveland, it's Jake from Jake's Garage at the corner of 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station.
Jake, why do you have a megaphone?
Because I have such great news I don't want to whisper.
I want to shout it as loud as I can.
You're an idiot.
That may be, but I want to thank Northeast Ohio for 5 great years in business. And to celebrate our anniversary, we're giving away a free set of tires.
For every purchase you make in September, you're entered to win.
So come on down to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague in beautiful Columbia Station and
help us celebrate.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Recently, a group of burglars tried to break into my house, but thanks to my Alarm Force home alarm and video relay, the burglary was thwarted. Beyond that, the video evidence helped the police catch the burglars. See the full story at alarmforce.com and get your home alarm and video relay for only $199 and $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal.
And that's just the TVs.
Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look.
When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
First Energy Solutions is proud to power Ohio. And to say thanks, we're giving away $1 million in prizes. Enter at thanksamillionohio.com for a chance to win money for you, your schools, and your business. And find out how you can also save on electricity for years to come. Go to thanksamillionohio.com to enter and learn about our money-saving plans. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. Game ends October 31st, 2012. Prizes and donations collectively total $1 million. See complete official rules at thanksamillionohio.com. gmail.com. Sponsored by First Energy Solutions at FES.com. It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. September day.
Yeah, this 9/11 edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Never, never forget. Always have that place in your heart for those who lost their lives. And it does, as I said at the outset of the show, it does feel like, I'm going to say yesterday, it feels like an hour ago. I mean, those memories are burned into your head. That's vivid. Just thinking of everything that transpired, as I said, on that drive back from Denver back to my home then in Buffalo, New York, and all that, well, you know, went along the way. And you know what struck me too is remembering that are all the states you go through. And as I mentioned, John Clayton of ESPN was going west as I was going east. We kind of departed around the same time, and just we had talked about with our cell phones, you know, just touch base with each other, make sure we're kind of both, you know, awake and still chugging along, and periodically would do that. And I think he would be like in Utah and I was in, I don't know where I was, Nebraska or Iowa or whatever, and we just kept doing that along the way. But I do distinctly remember, you know, when I got to, all right, spent the night in Illinois, then, you know, Indiana, what else, and then Ohio. And hitting Ohio was when I just felt, okay, I'm real close now. And it's just feeling like, you know, I can home is going to be nearby again, home being at that time New York State. So anyway, something that just stays with you. Facebook and Twitter questions, comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns_daily. Twitter page is one we highly encourage you to check out. Christopher from Facebook said he was very proud of the defense for what it did on Sunday, of course. He said they played great. The offense needs to play with a better level of communication. I like this point, because that was something that clearly lacked in the offensive, that was lacking, I should say, in the offensive performance, that you saw the youth of Brandon Whedon really showed through, I think, and the youth of receivers. And then some that should know better, in what looked like people not being on the same page, a clear lack of chemistry and connection among that group. And yes, communication, I think, was an issue for sure. He says, Christopher, just I like this ending. To me, the Browns won that game. I'm very impressed. Okay. Well, you are. I think there are more critical than that. But yes, you can be encouraged, just given that sense of the big bad Eagles coming to town, and that the Browns, to the vast majority of people nationally, Browns having no chance. I think that story, that narrative, has changed dramatically. The narrative now is, you know, what's up with the Eagles that they struggled that much against the Browns? What's up with Michael Vick? All those turnovers. And maybe they don't look like the Super Bowl team that a lot of them thought they were. Jim, via email, and I said the other way you reach us at daily@clevelandbrowns.com, daily@clevelandbrowns.com, the email address. He writes, can you explain why Greg Little is starting at wide receiver in front of Josh Cribbs or any other receiver for that matter? Have you ever seen Cribbs drop a ball thrown right into his hands? How many times have we seen Little do that now in crucial moments? So what if he can run routes if he can't catch the ball when it's right in his numbers? Okay, well, Jim, I think there's no question that Greg Little struggled mightily. And we know the play, especially the one that resonates where the goal line catch or the catch near the goal line that became an interception from a deflected pass. And that one thing I would say through this camp and probably through this preseason, through the preseason as well, is that there has not been a chemistry developed between Brandon Whedon and Greg Little. Now, Little also, for the record, had his issues hanging onto the ball when Colt McCoy was throwing it to him. We saw that last year. And yeah, it's got to change. And it's got to change fast. And I don't know the answer other than I can say that he has invested the work, the time, the effort, physically to get his conditioning right and the time to catch passes. And I'm not sure what is still lacking there, but something is for sure. And for a guy who's still in a prominent spot in this receiving core, that dependability has to be there. Has to be there. So your point about Josh Cribbs being more reliable and more efficient is well taken. And perhaps the performance of a little in this first game forces something there. I don't know, but we'll see how much further you can go with the struggles there. Jason, you know, as far as any kind of change in role, is what I mean by that. If more work goes to Cribbs. Jason from Facebook says, no one mentions Trent Richardson's 2.1 yards per carry average against the Eagles. He was the third pick and we traded up for him. Yeah, the Browns did. And that 2.1 average, I think is explainable. And not excuse making, explainable. He is physically he's far from his peak performance. I think he's a step at least behind on the explosive guy I saw prior to the time he got shut down after he underwent the knee surgery. And I think medically he's cleared to play. I'm not going to go into is the knee right? Is there a health issue with the guy? Because I'm going to assume there isn't because he's cleared to play. I do think, this has been said and others, you know, within the team, you've heard Pat Shurmur, his conditioning, his readiness to go in there is still a question. There's more for him to learn and pick up on that. We talked about that on the round table yesterday with Jim Donovan, Doug Deke, and Tom Withers. But this isn't a bad pick. I mean, they didn't invest a third pick, and I'm not going there with that. I think it gets better as his conditioning gets better. And the other thing is, how about some holes? How about some offensive line performance to help allow him to perform better? That has to improve, particularly interior, particularly the guards, but the whole group. And Corey from Facebook, a little perspective from Corey, says, once again, Browns fans are prisoners of the moment. You can't make any kind of rash decisions about the team at this point. The Eagles' defense is not one to make it easy on any offense. Our offense obviously didn't play great. And the fact that we drafted Brandon Whedon made my head hurt, but bashing up the lineup, like we always do after one game, we'll do nothing but make the offense lose more confidence. Hey, Corey, I like your perspective. If the criticism and the bashing and all this is making anybody lose confidence, then the team does have the wrong players. That can't be a factor. Although I appreciate and respect the fact that you're concerned about that. But if you're letting yourself get caught up in criticism, which comes with this territory, when you sign your name on that contract and you're part of this team as a player, as a coach, you're going to get it from all ends. And when you have performances offensively like Sunday, and I think it's been fortunate to have that balance because people can do the defense played really well, yeah, but. And then take off on the offense. And understandably, the offense merits all the criticism it's getting. It does. What else can you say? You can't. There's no sugarcoating that. There's no saying that was better than it was. What I zero in on is I think it can be better. I don't think it's hopeless based on just one game, to reiterate your point, and that it's like talentless, you know, that it's lacking something. I don't see that at all. I'm encouraged that if that's the basement or near to it as you can get for the quarterback, for the running back, the line, the receivers, that they there's a stairway in there and that they can find their way up those stairs. That's my position right now. Okay? All right, we've got much more coming up for you. Going to go inside the numbers. Going to hear what our buddy Matt Plojancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, has to say about some of the key stats in all phases of the Browns from Sunday's game are all about. We'll get into that next as you listen to this September 11 edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR. God bless the U.S.
buy an Emmy of Focus.
But you and Bob have been doing so well.
Well, she's 18, straight A's. We promised, you know.
How can any couple endure such turmoil? Don't risk it.
It's Liberty Ford. The hardest part is agreeing on color. The $169 a month on a new Focus, that's easy.
Oh, buying a car cannot be that easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things,
Quaker Steak and Lube has now opened their newest location in Lakewood. Enjoy famous wings, great food, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great times, great food, too quick to Steak and Lube.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina. All the model year-end sales are here, and while you're being bombarded with deal here, deal there, you should know for the real deal, look no further than Gillingham Ford. Gillingham Ford welcomes you like a member of the family, explains why and how. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal. Check out their new simplified website with easy navigation to the points of your interest. Now, Gillingham believes it's an obligation to make every aspect of your buying your next vehicle easy and simple as possible. They integrate their three pillars of customer service, honest, fair, and open, start to finish. Just search, find, and select your options online. Next, set the appointment. Lastly, and most importantly, it's the drive. Let 150-plus years of sales team experience guide you through the best buying experience you'll ever have. They promise. Visit BobGillinghamFord.com or stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, 216-398-1300. Gillingham Ford, home of the real deal.
Appreciate the fact that you have chosen to spend this portion of your day, your Football Tuesday, with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, this 9/11 edition on ESPN. It's driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Well, it was a popular feature last year. We're bringing it back again this year. It's Inside the Numbers with our own Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt, let's break down some of the interesting numbers for the Browns on offense from Sunday's game against the Eagles.
Well, Vic, when you look at the first game of the regular season for the Browns, they scored just 3 points in the first and another three in the third quarters of play, and that was a problem that they had last year. They scored just 26 points in the first quarter of all the 16 games last year and scored 35 after the break in the third quarter. Conversely, they scored a combined 157 points between the second and fourth quarters of games in 2011. The Browns were just 3-2 in games where they were held scoreless in the first and third quarters, and when they were held scoreless in the first quarter overall, the team went 4-7. Five of those seven losses came within the AFC North division, including all three of the home games in each of the series.
Now, switching to the defensive side, the defense having a stellar performance against the Eagles for sure. Let's talk about some of those stats.
Yeah, the Browns registered four interceptions of Eagles quarterback Michael Vick last Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium, which is the highest total they've registered since their sixth takeaway performance at Jacksonville in November of 2012. And the rookies served as a big catalyst for the production. First-year linebacker Craig Robertson tied for a team lead with eight tackles, added one interception and two pass breakups, as well as an assisted tackle on the special teams. And rookie LJ Fort became the first Browns undrafted free agent to start on opening day, since the beginning of the Super Bowl era back in the 1960s. He had two tackles, one sack, and an interception on defense. He also added a solo stop on the special teams.
And speaking of special teams, some very good numbers there. That was another strong suit for the Browns on Sunday.
Yes, it was. And Joshua Cribbs was at the forefront of that. He averaged 30.3 yards on three kickoff returns and 13 yards on six punt returns against the Eagles. When Joshua Cribbs has a big explosive return of over 40 yards, usually means good things for the Browns. Last year, he had five explosive returns. All resulted in points. Four were touchdowns. One was a field goal in Houston. And the last one of the year, the biggest explosive return that Cribbs had was an 84-yard run back on a punt against Baltimore that he took to the house for a touchdown.
Great stuff, Matt. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds like a plan, Vic. Have a good one.
He is Matt Florjancic, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, going inside the numbers with you right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony.
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights,
Browns fans, unite! Single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups. Three game ticket plans include sold out games versus the Bills and Bengals or Steelers. Call now for the best available seats, including the club level, where fans can enjoy new food offerings from three of Cleveland's culinary stars. Call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today.
Hey, Browns fans, Arby's wants you to win a ride to the dog pound. Stop into Arby's to enter to win a 2012 Ford Fiesta, plus four suite tickets and exclusive behind-the-scenes experiences for the Sunday, November 4th game against division rivals from Baltimore. For those that bleed orange and brown, visit your local Cleveland area Arby's restaurant for your chance to win. No purchase necessary. Game ends September 28, 2012. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of Ohio at least 18 years of age or older. Subject to official rules. Car courtesy of Liberty Ford. Sponsored by the Arby's Cleveland Co-op.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The new computer lab sure is popular, Shelley.
Oh, I've heard. And I'm setting up four more stations next week. When it comes to passion, Shelley tops the list. She heads the IT department for our local school system. Not long ago, she came to me and my team at Time Warner Cable Business Class with an idea. Let students take classes from any of the district's 10 schools without leaving their own classrooms. After all, the more resources the kids have, the more they'll learn. When I met with Shelley, we came up with a way to connect all the schools with an Ethernet solution. Now she can stream high-def video between locations. Who knows what Shelley will think of next? Helping students learn is Shelley's business. I'm proud she's made it my business, too.
To learn more, call 866-TWC4BIZ or visit twcbc.com. Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows.
Products and services not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, gang, Riz here for the Joby's Triple Prong Attack. It includes a clean diet, vigorous exercise at least four times a week, and a good night's sleep. Repeat. That's my way of life, and the Joby way of life makes me feel better, and I think it'll help you too. What are you waiting for? Try Joby's. Make the call today. Get a big six-month supply with a seventh-month free and free shipping. Call 877-300-5632. Feel good. Be good. 877-300-5632 or go to joebees.com.
Proud to stand on our own. Proud to be home grown.
It's the new Marathon Visa credit card. You can earn up to 25 cents per gallon off all Marathon purchases. Visit your local Marathon station and apply today. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Subject to credit approval, the Marathon Visa credit card rebate program is provided by Marathon Petroleum Company LP, which is solely responsible for the program's operation. Marathon may change the terms of the program at any time.
Back in the USA to stick with our patriotic theme. Very nice. I think Linda Ronstadt did a version of this too. Yes, but this was Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, and I collaborate with him. He's in charge of the music, but every now and then he lets me weigh in, and I like that. All right, Browns fans unite. Single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups. Three-game ticket plans include sold-out games versus the Bills and Bengals or Steelers. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And on the line with us from the Kids in Need Resource Center in downtown Cleveland is Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. Renee, you're there at an event, and it was a new initiative that kicked off through a significant financial donation by Joe and Annie Thomas. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they came to us during the off season, and they really had this vision in mind about wanting to find a local organization where they could help the teachers. You know, there's so many back to school campaigns, but this was really designed for the teachers. And so we found this wonderful organization called Kids in Need Resource Center. It's located right here in Cleveland, and they support teachers within both the Cleveland metropolitan as well as the East Cleveland school systems. And what we've been able to do through their contribution is to come out here today. Joe is joined by about five or six of his teammates, and they just finished up walking around with several of the teachers that have come in to pick out school supplies and necessities for their classroom. But a lot of them are also for the students rather, that show up and they literally have nothing, because at this point in time, their families are trying to decide whether to spend their money on food at night or school supplies. And so oftentimes that obviously needs to take care of their food. And so this provides that need and really kind of fills that gap for a lot of families. And so Joe and Annie have done a great job in leading the charge here, and we're very proud of them, and they do such a fabulous job.
Yeah, they're an amazing couple and have had a tremendous impact on this community. Another situation we want to talk about is the player ticket programs, 13 player community ticket programs that were activated for the home opener against the Eagles.
You know, this is, again, another way for many of our players to give back to the community, and so many of them do throughout the year. This is another way, again, for them to, they actually purchase season tickets, and they identify a cause or an organization that's very close to their heart. And they're set up in a variety of ways, but basically they provide the tickets and the food and the apparel for these groups to come out and just enjoy a free day, a great day together. Oftentimes it's for families or for students to come out and do some team building. And so very proud of each of those guys, and many of them, again, you know, Joe Thomas is involved, of course, but other guys like, you know, Frosty Rucker, Nusama Young, TJ Ward, Taba Rubin. So very proud of all of those guys, and they do such a great job and extending to some great organizations in town.
Well, you and your staff doing a great job as well. Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.
Back to Ask Vic, where you submit your questions, your comments to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. This segment driven by Liberty Ford. And so many questions and comments to get to. Gary from Facebook, he says, I still have hope for Trent Richardson. Could be wrong, but not ready to write him off. Gosh, I hope not. Don't you write off Trent Richardson? No. No. Let him get some, as I said, some stamina and conditioning, and he'll be there. I think he'll be a better runner this Sunday against Cincinnati than he was against the Eagles. I think he'll be a better runner the Sunday after that against the Bills and so on. As far as Brandon Whedon goes, Gary says, well, I've been pro Colt McCoy since last year and still am. I never jumped onto the Whedon bandwagon. All right, for the record, you're saying that. And yeah, the time to for those, and many of you did, who would say that McCoy should be the quarterback for this team. You obviously have some plenty of grist for the mill. You got plenty of ammo to deal with that, and so on. We'll see where that goes. I think that story will change as we go forward. Scott from Twitter, he said, was it just me or did anyone else see how bad this O-line was? No holes for T-Rich, no protection for Brandon Weeden. What do you think? You're right. It was a bad showing by this line. It was really the same thing, pretty much, that we saw in preseason, where the Eagles did come in with a, you know, that big physical aggressive line and won most of the battles up front, particularly against the interior. And they won those battles this past Sunday for the most part. And it was hard, I think, to find some of those holes. I also think some of the holes, when they were there, were not hit as quickly as I think Trent Richardson will hit them. And protection for Weeden, I think, was better earlier in the game than maybe some other points. But, that was an issue, too. And, again, it's a really good defensive line. They're not going to face very many bad ones. The Bengals we saw last night struggled mightily overall. And I think their defensive line, though, and I mean, give credit, the Ravens, you don't have to give credit, but you know, the Ravens played well offensively, played exceptionally well offensively. But I think that is still a pretty big physical defense by the Bengals. And I think that front seven has to do more for them because of some issues in their secondary, their health issues. So we'll see how that works out. Eric from Facebook said, I'm sorry, in reference to me, I wrote about and talked about the defense playing exceptionally well, I thought, in my final thoughts column for ClevelandBrowns.com. But he said, I'm sorry, did Vic overlook the 16-play drive the Eagles went on to win the game? Not exactly a sparkling defensive gem. I didn't overlook that, Eric. I didn't. I took into account everything. I think when you're on the field as much as that defense was because of the very little offensive support it received, that factors into my thinking. The turnovers, five of them total, factors in four interceptions, factors into my thinking. The scheme, how it was put together, and you heard what Bill Davis, the linebackers coach for the Browns, was saying earlier about how Dick Geron, the coordinator, put together this, you know, really knew exactly what was needed to be done to contain Michael Vick, to help force Michael Vick into mistakes, and if everyone played their responsibility, capitalize on those mistakes. And that happened. That was in my thinking. Yes, there was one last stop that needed to be made, and it wasn't, and there isn't a person in this building here in Berea who's saying the defense, you know, from top to bottom, perfect, because they lost the game. Dick Geron is not walking around pounding his chest, what a great job we did. They lost the game. No one was. I saw DeQuell Jackson yesterday, and for a guy who made that great play and that flip into the end zone, looked like a guy who was still, you know, chewing on a loss, not on a great performance. And as Bill Davis said, I mean, what were his grades from that game? Off the charts. But yeah, they didn't make the stop at the end of the game. I'm not excusing them of that, but I think you could still say it was an incredible defensive effort, and I'm sticking to that story. Troy from Twitter says, should Pat Shurmur give up play calling and concentrate on managing the game? I don't think so. I think the system, the structure of this offense, as much as, you know, so many of us were disappointed, frustrated with what we saw offensively, I don't believe that it's his giving that up to, and I'm going to guess you're going to say put it all in the hands of Brad Childress, the offensive coordinator, is a move that's changing dramatically what you're going to see in production. I think people need to play better, number one, but number two, philosophically and the vision and all that, it's still going to be the scheme and the plays that I think Pat Shurmur would call. I don't know that there was a dramatic difference between that and what Brad Childress does. They're of one mind in many regards. Nicholas from Facebook says that that outcome of that game Sunday. That's why we don't start rookies. Well, that's sure, easy to say that, no doubt, and rookies make rookie mistakes, but you have to start somewhere with rookies, Nicholas, and this is a team that needed to get younger and more talented, and you're dealing with that. I mean, you're dealing with the pains of that, but I think there's some upside to that as well. We saw some of those young players do some good things on defense, especially. All right, we want to thank Bill Davis. We want to thank Matt Florjancic. Want to thank Drew Boatner, Renee Harvey. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And we want to, again, just say God bless to all of those families and others affected by 9/11 and not forget on a day like today. And we will be back with you again tomorrow, and we will take a closer look at the second game of the season against the Bengals right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.